He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Okay, man, here we are in Austin, Texas, the Lone Star State Party Central, the hippy-dippy capital of the world. I'll tell you, I never knew Austin was like this. How about you, Trace?
I had no idea what any of Texas was like. I've only heard about Texas. I've seen movies made of Texas. I've heard songs from Texas, but I've never been actually physically in Texas. So now I say that I can. Now I can say that I have. And now I know.
And now I get to do my one and only John Wayne impression. I've been wanting to do this all of my life. Here goes. Well, let me tell you, kid, they call me the Duke. I'm going to rustle me up a cowgirl and kiss me a horsey. Hey, how's that, Trace?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was good. That sounded just like him. Spit an image. If I didn't know, if I closed my eyes, I'd think it was John Wayne. How about you guys out there?
Okay, so let's get on track for SNU. He said, she said. And first and foremost, let's get into our stomach and what goes inside. Tracy, what's cooking?
Well, what's been cooking in the RV these days is Popeye's wilted spinach salad. This is a really good salad when you want to have a salad, but you don't want to have a cold salad. You want something warming. Corey and I absolutely love this. We just look at each other over the table, eating it, just going like, I want more. And it leaves, it's very light, yet filling, if you can see what I mean by that. But it is so good. And you can also, all of the recipes that I do on the SNU will be on VistaMagOnline.com, I believe it is. And you can see, this one will be in March. Just so you know, I do have my recipes on VistaMagOnline.com. Okay, so I just start off with, I'm not going to give any measurements. I'm just going to give you the gist of what is in the actual salad. So I use organic small leaf baby spinach, not the large leaf, but the small leaf baby spinach. And I use chopped cooked chicken, pre-cooked chicken, sliced mushrooms, chopped onion, celery, chili peppers, gotta love those chili peppers. And then what I do is I saute all of this, but not the baby spinach. With the baby spinach, I put in a separate bowl, and I add Mrs. Dash, I add a little bit of EFA oil, I add some sea salt and some ground black pepper. Sea salt to taste if you like. What I do is I saute all the other ingredients with coconut oil, then I put them all those nice warm ingredients on top of the cold spinach, and it just makes it wilts it, and it's just so yummy. Toss it all up and away you go. Now, if you really want to make this the title, Popeye's Wilted Spinach Salad, what I like to do is I am what I am. I like to add cubed yams, cooked yams. And this fills up the plate a little bit more. It's a little bit of a heavier salad, but it sure sweetens it up and it tastes delicious. Now, to give it an Asian flair, don't add the yams, but add about an eighth of a cup of Bragg's aminos. So that gives a totally different flavor. You can also add cayenne pepper instead of the flaked chili peppers. So the sky's the limit on this, but it's just an idea, and I think that you and your family are going to love this recipe.
Fluffy, not stuffy. That's what I would call it. And keeping in mind acid alkalinity, the green leaves of the spinach are going to result when we digest and metabolize them in a base or alkaline ash in the blood. Now, when you cook anything, it changes the chemistry. The cells collapse in on themselves, water is lost, enzymes are destroyed, vitamins are destroyed. That's why we absolutely know that cooking changes the chemistry of food. Yes, it can improve the digestibility of certain foods that are impossible to digest if you ate them raw. But for the large part, people cook everything to death, and that's why they become hyperacidic. So with this meal, you need lots of spinach. Of course, the chicken is going to be acid yielding. So to balance that acid and the fact that you're cooking, you need a fair amount of that beautiful, wonderful spinach with that high chlorophyll. And of course, the chlorophyll would be damaged to some degree. So it depends on the length of time that you cook. So So anyway, this is a wonderful meal. I think that you could easily incorporate this, just throw these ingredients together and whip it up. And Tracy takes no time whatsoever to prepare this glorious meal that just beams with light. Moving on to our next topic, Tracy, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Miss Jackie Miller. And Jackie Miller wrote the book, The Lopsided Gal. That's another one that I read. Jackie is a cancer survivor, and she's a public speaker on many, many topics, and she owns several businesses. But from what I got from Jackie's interview, and I think that you'll agree, is that she certainly is into asking questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, do the research, find out. If there's something that you need to know about yourself or a family member or a friend, ask questions. Go to the source. And this is really great advice that Jackie gave to us. And this advice regarding asking questions goes out into all realms and aspects of our life. So today, there is absolutely no excuse for not knowing. There's so much information out there. Just ask.
Yes, and my goodness, the incidence of cancer is increasing, and you can see there's a direct connection between the levels of obesity and cancer. Of course, obesity increases risk of all-cause mortality, and excess body fat is a disease, and then it breeds disease and creates disease. It impairs function, and it's extremely hazardous to health. So instead of telling people or thinking about people that are obese that they need to lose the fat, they don't need to lose the fat. They need to change the way they think. And when they change the way they think, the fat will disappear. And that's the difference between all of these weight loss programs that are focusing on the fat instead of coming to terms with the psychology and headspace of the individuals, which is easier said than done. I think also that cancer victims see themselves as victims instead of participants in a disease that they created. Most people can't even swallow that. That pill is just too heavy and hard. But if you have cancer or if you have had cancer, you have to come to terms with the fact with one, what was I doing to my body? Was I negligent? Was I missing certain important essential factors? And then, of course, the thought life. And Trace and I both believe that anybody with cancer, with a history of cancer, has a struggle going on intellectually, emotionally, mentally, metaphysically. There's all kinds of stuff going on inside the mind that are connected, at least in part, to the outcome on a physical level of the cancer and the disorder. But yes, Tracy, we need to become experts on any topic, which is possible today with the internet. We can sit down for 8 hours in a week or a month or a year and just get all that information streaming in and then make the better informed decision. So thank you, Jackie, for that wonderful experience. It's great to see a woman who has gone through the fire and survived and now is on fire herself to get the message out to save lives. Remember that the very best way to satisfy your heart's desire to feel truly fulfilled in life is in the service of others. You create something that has enormous value, then you make it available to other people. And in their satisfaction, you feel complete because you now are achieving your goal, whatever it might be, because you're able to generate satisfaction and the revenue and the state of mind that's all critical to your own particular happiness and wellness. So moving on to my favorite feature of He Said, She Said these days, which is Highway to Health. What's going on with that tour, baby?
I want what you're on. You're a little more uppy than I am today. That's pretty good. Anyway, on our Highway to Health tour update, well, like you know, we made it to Texas finally. This is our 12th state, the Lone Star State. There's a lot of history that goes on with Texas, more than we ever knew. We were in San Antonio, which is the home of the Alamo. And I just want to tell you, that's all about Davy Crockett. Now, what Corey, I didn't realize this so much, that Corey has always been a Daniel Boone and a Davy Crockett fan. So he gets on the YouTube, and for days, and let's say this whole month, he has been listening to the song Daniel Boone Was a Man and the song Davy Crockett, which is lovely maybe once, twice, three, four times. But after the 100th time, somebody gonna get hurt.
Around here. Oh, that's great. We love there's a great Canadian comedian. I believe his name is Russell Peters, and he's got this great joke about his dad. Somebody gonna get hurt around here. And it's just marvelous. And you know what we do also in the RV, and this is essential and critical to health and wellness, is that we laugh and we laugh and we laugh. We get that YouTube out. You know, we're living entirely off the internet. We watch TV and videos. We do everything through the internet to prove that it's possible to be successful in your business and in your life through this little, interesting, wonderful, infinite device. It's called a laptop and the internet. So, my God, I think that in the future, everybody will most likely have their own website for their ID, and you'll be able to surf the net instantly and get information on any topic. And that is wonderful, because knowledge, when applied, of course, leads to success and power. So laughter is crucial. And also another thing is to fulfill your dreams. And one of the things that I did was I went to the Alamo, we took the tour, we went inside of it, we took pictures, and then I did a video outside of it. If you want to see that video, just go to the website, CoreyHawley.com, then click CSNA, and then click CSNA and the Alamo. And you'll see me standing outside there and get a shot of the Alamo. And I believe that what happened there was important. They certainly have created a monument from that experience, and I learned a lot of things about the Alamo that I did not know. And of course, part of this journey for us is to fill up on the history and the background of the United States, which is unbelievable. You know, it's a little bit older than Canada, and it's more unique in some ways. Certainly the Declaration of Independence and their entire history of politics, very important to these people and interesting in the very least to become aware of. Here we are in Texas just having a great old time. What else is going on, Trace?
We went to some of the missionaries in San Antonio. Then we were told by one of our colleagues that we should go to Austin because Austin was not on our route. We were going to go straight to Houston. So, no, you got to go to Austin, got to go to Austin. So we ended up in Austin, which is the capital, and the Capitol building we saw, which is beautiful, streets and all. Then we hit 6th Street. We were told you got to go to 6th Street. And I tell you, I don't know, but I think I'm getting a little bit old for that kind of nonsense.
That's the Party Central I was talking about. Imagine this, a mile long, a street. It's kind of like the Granville Mall street in Vancouver that's kind of blocked off to traffic. So what they do is they block it off, I believe, Friday and Saturday night, and it fills up with thousands and thousands of students and young people. I'd say the age, we were looking at them between 21 and 30. And we're talking about dressed in every way you can imagine. Now, along the sides of the street, they're quite large, the streets down here, is a pub and a tavern and a nightclub. Every single door on the street is one of those three. So you've got thousands of people on the street going in and out constantly in hundreds of taverns, bars, and nightclubs. And you can go in and get lost in any one of them with the music and the dancers and the people and people coming up to you and saying hi and hello, and you're meeting people in the street and bumping into people and everyone's staggering, carrying a drink. It's just, I'll tell you what, it's something else. You really got to experience this. One of those prime spots that you've got to put on your calendar as an experience of life. Also, the movie house experience that we had was quite unique. Trace, why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah, that was really cool. It was called the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater, and it's like a regular movie theater, only they have these long tables in front of your seat, and then they serve food and alcohol during the movie. And it is the coolest thing. I've never had that before. Not that I ate or drank anything, but it was just really a lot of fun. It was really neat. We saw a neat movie there that I'm going to talk about later.
Yeah, well, maybe you didn't drink, but I did. Of course, I had beers coming at me, and it was wonderful to be able to go into a movie with an excellent seat and view, and then have a waitress come around and ask me if I want a beer. Of course, I've never seen any movie theater in Canada that has something similar to this. So again, another novelty experience as part of our trip. You keep laying these things down inside of your soul. At the end of the journey, or towards the end anyway, you really get filled. You have a sense of completion. You look back and you can unwind all the memories of your life, if you can remember them, if your brain isn't shot by then. And of course, it shouldn't be, or it won't be, if you look after yourself. And that's part of the whole point of what we're doing also, is we're teaching people how to look after themselves. Remember, the big point here is, first and foremost, you've got to learn how to fish yourself before you can teach someone else how to fish. So we're in Texas and loving it and getting ready to move up to Dallas to connect with Michael Johnson, the gold medal sprinter who has a performance center there. We're going to connect with some friends there in Dallas and Fort Worth in that same area. Then down to Houston for another seminar before moving on to Louisiana. So I'm really looking forward to the Deep South. Anyway, Trace, moving on to our next topic, whatcha reading?
Well, since we spoke last time on SNU, I've read 3 books. Each one's about 400 pages, so you can see what I've been doing with my time. Corey's getting a little bit jealous because I've been too busy reading, but I'm really into this mode. It's so nice and quiet and peaceful. But the one book that I just wanted to talk about was called Revolutionary Road, which has also been made a movie from it with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. And when I read the book first, then I saw the movie. And the whole time I'm reading this book, I'm thinking, how did they get that across in a movie? How did they make a movie out of this? So fortunately for us, the movie was playing at a local theater, which was that Alamo Draft House that we just finished telling you about. And it was just really cool, you know, to sit there, and really cool concept. Knowing what the gist of the movie about was very interesting for me, as I knew the characters really well. However, the movie doesn't get into the graphic detail of the characters, so that's kind of a little bit disappointing, because Corey never read the book, but I'm trying to explain to him a little bit more in detail about the actual character. However, Kathy Bates, as always, plays a good role, and she was pretty true to the book's character, so good on ya. So that was really fun, reading the book and then watching the movie.
The main point that I got from the movie, which I really enjoyed, by the way, is intimately tied in with what we are doing and with a challenge that I want to make for everyone out there. Go see this movie, Revolutionary Road, and see if you can't identify my soul in one of the players. But here is a situation similar to what we are doing. It's about actually examining your life right now, where you are and what you are doing, and asking the question why and what you intend to do with the remaining portion of your life that you've got left before you terminate and expire and vaporize. Okay, are you fulfilling your dreams? Are you creating? Because that's what you're designed to do. You are not designed to drive back and forth to the same spot at the same time and leave every day. You know what that does to human beings? It destroys them. It robs them of their mind. It turns them into moles. It makes them become less human. In your life, you must be fulfilled in the work that you do, and have a purpose and have goals and be excited and passionate about life. I'm telling you, this is absolutely critical and essential to wellness. I can see it in people. I can see thousands and thousands of people that are droopy in their spirit, that have their head down low. They've got their head in the sand. They're not engaged in life. They're surviving, going through the motions, and they're getting sicker, and they look terrible, and they're dying long and living short. So what more can I say? Well, that's it for my little spiel. And as always, we will finish off from Her Supremity. What is your final word?
My final word for SNU February issue: they say you only live once, but when you live like us, once is enough.